Let's start. This is dictating on Patricia Thomas. Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Patricia. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, state of constitution is 6-26-23. And the date of visit is date of birth is 7/19/1949. Today's date is 6/26. Please make a copy for Jackson Brooks Turner. That is Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, Turner, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and wheezing. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 73-year-old female who has been coughing, wheezing, and has multiple allergies, and has been on inhaled albuterol as well as a Flovent inhaler on a regular basis. The patient has some chest tightness, and she has cough, and she brings up very little mucus, and denies any fevers or chills. She was recently diagnosed to have a UTI, and was seen in the emergency room for flank pain. She also had a CT of the abdomen, which showed the lower lung bases to be clear, and she had a horseshoe kidney. And was otherwise unremarkable. The patient has gained weight. She has chronic back pain. Denies any fevers, chills, night sweats, or mastitis. Next paragraph, past history. Past history has included history of breast cancer, status post right lumpectomy. Status post left lumpectomy and lymph node dissection. She also had hypertension, asthma, diabetes mellitus, and hypothyroidism. Surgery includes cholecystectomy. And breast surgery. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Does not smoke. She drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of cancer, and mother died of diabetes and breast cancer. Next paragraph, review of systems. Next paragraph is med list included the Norco 7-point Famelgans PRN, Anastrozole 1 milligrams daily, Flovent disc 250 micrograms 1 puff BID, Metformin 500 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 75 milligrams daily, Diazide 1 capsule a day, Synthroid 25 micrograms daily, and Flonase nasal spray daily. expert physical exam. Oh, I'm sorry. An expert rapid system review. The patient has cough, wheezing, shortness of breath. She has heartburn and diarrhea. She has palpitations, no chest pains, but has mild leg swelling. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains, dysuria, but has hay fever. She has no anxiety, no depression. She does have joint pains, muscle aches. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly lady who is lead pale, but no acute distress, blood pressure 138/80, pulse is 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 185, saturation 100, HEND, ear, nonsphalic, pupils reactive and equal, tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Next, upper limb bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, chest equal movements with occasional wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of irregular on an estrogenal murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly or tenderness. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema. Mild varicosities, there's no cap tenderness. Reflex is a 1 plus. Reflex is 1 plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough with reactive airway disease. Number 2 is COPD, and number 3, history of hypertension, number 4, diabetes mellitus type 2, and number 3 is history of breast cancer. Number 4 is UTI. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. She was advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and continue the flow and discus to 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. Advised to come in for a follow-up in 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Copy of her previous lab work was requested. The IgE level will be ordered as well. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jackson Brooks Turner. Jesse Kesselen, Brooks Biaro, OKS Turner, TURNER, MD. Thank you.